The minimum wage was never intended to be a living wage. It is a starting wage for low-skilled workers. But a ballot question in November asked voters to treat it as a living wage. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Over time, labor activists have confused the minimum wage with a living wage so they could boost union contracts. That's because many well-paid union workers get another increase when the minimum wage goes up. But raising the minimum wage hurts our lowest skilled and hard-to-place workers. $12 an hour is a lot of money to pay a 16-year-old with no work skills. Raising the minimum wage will increase labor costs for local businesses, which will surely lead to layoffs. And when an employer has to lay off a worker, it is the worker with the least skills who is cut first. This proposal will take away the incentive for employers to pay higher wages for good workers. If the wage automatically goes up every year, there's no need to give raises above the minimum wage. This ballot question is also deceptive, calling the raise a cost of living increase. A teenager living with their parents does not need a cost of living increase. They need more job options and more flexible hours, but the legislature has repeatedly blocked these efforts during my administration. We should be making it easier for employers to hire low-skilled workers, not harder. Most importantly, this proposal would change the labor costs of an entire industry that is critical to Maine's economy. Tipped workers make far more than the minimum wage. But the law allows the employer to take a tip credit, which lowers the overall payroll and payroll taxes. When an employer has to pay each worker the full minimum wage, labor costs rise sharply. To cover those costs, menu prices will have to increase by as much as 20 to 25%. There's only one way for a restaurant to remain competitive and reduce the impact on the customer's wallet: eliminate tipping. Now, those workers will see a significant decrease in pay. Furthermore, if this referendum were to pass, Maine will have the highest statewide minimum wage in the country. It doesn't provide for any flexibility to address economic differences between northern and southern Maine or other parts of the country. The sharp increase in labor costs to cover the new minimum wage will force businesses to increase prices on all goods and services. This will hurt the elderly and others on fixed income because they will have to spend more of their limited income on these higher prices. This is the wrong way to go. Maine needs to work on increasing a real living wage with good career jobs, not artificially raising the bottom of the pay scale. No matter how high you raise it, it's still the bottom. A better plan is to eliminate the income tax, which would put money right back into Mainers' paychecks. It's the biggest wage increase they could get. Mainers deserve better than a higher cost of living. Thank you for listening.